Indianapolis artist Gary G can't remember a time in his life when he wasn't creating some sort of art. He just didn't always know that is what it was. Curious Mix contributor Joy Hernandez takes us to G's Near North Side studio, where he paints, sculpts, and finds art everywhere he looks.
What kind of art do you do or you do? I just like to create.
Working out of his home north of downtown Indianapolis, Gary G has his creations all over. He works with paint, aerosol, pens, pencils, clay, sometimes separately, sometimes all at once. Lately, he's been working with panels of clay shaped into little bricks. He then paints designs on the brick walls, expressing his message for that piece.
I think the bricks for the clay and all of it came about because, for one, it's building thing, so I have a foundation. Corey Jefferson was my professor at Heron. You know, he was like, you need to keep doing that. You need to explore that. So part of that was rolling, was doing that. So I'm basically hand rolling with the slabs, and then I hand set the bricks and put them on. But I think the bricks outside of, I was already drawing buildings, and I've always kind of, the buildings just come to me, and I feel them like they're organic. And in the 80s, and like, I remember somebody brought one once, it reminded them of the Berlin Wall. And then it's the graffiti aspect for me, and then the buildings. So the bricks and the buildings, and it's a ruggedness to them. But then they're still delicate because they're ceramic.
He works with what he knows, the 80s, the concrete of the city, hip-hop, graffiti, the subject matters of his life.
I don't know, man. I'm still like, I kind of take anything from life and just put it into me. Like, I guess what I realize is, like, I am an artist. Like, my voice, or, like, if I talk to somebody or anything, like, any variables in life, like, it's me. You know what I mean? It's, like, authentically me. So, like, the bricks and putting all the stuff together is, like, the thing that I like about ceramics is it's art, but it's also a science to it. And things can be polished or things can be broken, which I feel like myself, I have been. You know what I'm saying? Like, the negative aspects in my life, like, you know, what some people used against you to hold you down ended up becoming a fuel to my fire to make me go farther.
He's had plenty of fuel to work with, too. Growing up in the Brookside neighborhood, G navigated the 70s and the 80s with a sort of art diplomacy. No one wanted to mess with the kid that could draw a cool portrait.
I saw racism firsthand, but then I also saw a lot of unity in the community firsthand. I remember when you could go to sleep and leave your doors open, you know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, I know where you could walk one neighborhood and you're perfectly fine, and you turn the corner in another neighborhood and, you know, you don't have to fight your way home. So it's like, I grew up in that era.
G joined the army, but a knee injury kept him out of the Persian Gulf, an injury he still wears a brace to soothe. Back in the civilian world, he went to prison for 3 years. The conviction was overturned and G was exonerated, but he says he found himself during that time.
I remember talking to a chaplain there. His name was Chaplain Hagen, and he was like, Gary G, you're the freest person I've ever met in my life. And I'm looking at him crazy. And he's like, yeah, I know that sounds crazy. I'm a preacher and you're in prison. He said, but it's your state of mind, like the way you're being, like the way you talk to people, or you just, like, you don't let that you're in here bother you. And it was like, I guess I came to grips. It's like, this is where I'm at for whatever reason. I'm here. Like, I don't like it, but this is why I'm here.
Through books, G freed his imagination. When he was physically free, he took up jobs in various paths, such as framing or hairdressing. Every new gig offered up opportunities to learn, to level up.
I look at it like Batman and his tool belt, his utility belt. Anything I get, I can put in my utility belt. I might use it now. I might not use it for another date. Like, I might pick it up in episode 53, but I might not use it to episode 163. You know what I mean? Like, hey, where did he get that from? Oh, he picked that up a long time ago. You're not a true fan.
G finally, officially found his way back to art in his 30s. It wasn't easy, but he was up to it.
For anybody who said what you can't do, it gave me a reason to be like, I can do this. You know, like, I was in my 30s, like, going back to school. You're going to school to do art? You can't do that. Or you're a bum. Like, man, you know how many dates I did not get because of that? It's a bum. You know what I mean?
Being an artist is familiar territory for Gary G, and he's the happiest he's been since he was young, way back when he was drawing pictures of his friends or tennis shoes to occupy his mind in class.
So the junior high Gary G and the grown Gary G kind of run like in parallel universes in my mind. And that's how I kind of like to stay playful. I feel like I stay free. or connect with younger people or older people. Like, I don't want to grow up. I want to be a Toys R Us kid. It's sad because Toys R Us is going out of business now. So that motto would have to change.
That's okay, though. G has plenty of mottos to choose from.
This is the first day of the rest of your life. And you was like, oh, that sounds so corny, but it is. And we only have one life to live. Slow motion beats no motion. You know, so realizing that is like, as long as you are making progress, forward progress, whether it's slow progress or fast progress, it makes sense.
He takes his motivational musings and weaves them into Monday to Mondays.
Yo, it's your homeboy, Gary G. Now, you can tune in or tune out to this motivational Monday to Monday message I'm about to drop on you, but you might just get something out of it.
A motivational series on his Instagram feed.
Peep game. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Yeah, I know you heard that before. But anyway, it's the 26th Monday out of 52 Mondays this year, which means we halfway through the year. So are you running a sprint or a marathon when you're trying to make it to your goals?
In finding himself, in finding his way, he's found a following. And he's starting to feel like the Indianapolis art market is ready to find his work, too.
The style of art in our city had been landscapes and classical portraiture for the longest. This is what the collectors or the older collectors would collect. So now I know that people are collecting like hipper or trendier pieces or pieces that may be more avant-garde or abstract than more of the classical contemporaries, like new contemporary, more or less.
And on this rainy afternoon, Gary G keeps working his clay, ready for whatever he will learn or live next. No matter what, it will end up in the playful, bright colors of his art. For Curious Mix, I'm Joy Hernandez.